Unfortunately, I'm in a bus, man, and my what is not working. But let's I'm sure we will talk to one another properly. I'm alone.
Morning, sir.
I want us to remove that portfolio committee on water and center starting recording now. Just move it from the agenda. But it is blocking the view of the agenda. Does it mind? Okay.
Yes, Chief, it's the agenda in front of us.
Okay. The meeting is still open and I welcome everybody to the meeting. And saying I'm sharing from the past to Parliament. Let's observe a moment of silence for meditation or a prayer. Everybody is welcome to the meeting. Thank you very much. Talent, are the apologies safe? For I have received an apology from Honorable Pastor that is actually tied up to another meetings today, so you might not join us. I'm not sure if there is any other agenda. Apologies, Talent.
Good morning, Chairperson. There are no other apologies.
Okay. In the absence of that, we get into item 4. Unless there's anyone who has got something to tell us as an apology before we get into item 4, who is in the meeting? None. Let's get into item 4. Who's presenting, the Sharon, or is it Tomani? Is that you, Sharon?
Yes, that's me.
Please, let's continue.
Okay, I'm going to quickly skim through the report. Can members see the report? Good morning, members and colleagues. The legacy report of an oversight of on water and sanitation sector, but the initial portfolio committee on human settlements, water and sanitation, and thereafter the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation, July 2021 to 2023, the focus on water and sanitation. I must emphasize that the Section 1 and the entire legacy report is a high-level overview of the work of the Portfolio Committee with a specific focus on water and sanitation for the period under review. I'll just go quickly through the background for those members that weren't part of the inception of the sixth parliament in 2019, the formulation of the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation emanated from a presidential proclamation which combined the two portfolios, human settlements and water and sanitation, under one ministry, but two distinct departments managing its respective sectors. The interconnectedness of human settlements and water and sanitation made the merger a strategic move to address these issues in a more integrated manner. The merging of the departments of human settlements and water and sanitation was seen as a bold move by the government to deliver on a core function for the people. Subsequently, the following reasons prompted the shift to a separate ministry for the two departments. Given the enormity of South Africa's water challenges and the fact that water management goes beyond human settlements, it was believed the two sets of expertise would better handle these challenges. Water security is fundamental to the lives and health of the people, the stability of society, and the growth and sustainability of the economy. As a result, the Rules Committee of the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa proposed and adopted the establishment of a new portfolio committee on water and sanitation. Okay, this report captures the work undertaken by members of the previous Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation under the leadership of the Honourable Mrs. Semenya MP on 2nd July 2019 and the current Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation, the Honourable Mr. Mashego MP on 31st August 2021. In terms of planning for the five-year period of work, the committee did not schedule any formal workshop culminating in the drafting of a five-year strategic plan with concomitant annual performance plans. However, the content advisor drafted a five-year strategic plan and annual performance plans for the period under review. The content-based strategic and annual performance plans highlighted the strategic imperatives and objectives underpinning the work of the Department in Sanitation and its entities by analyzing annual reports and strategic plans and budgets appropriated by the Department and its entities for the years under review. As members know, the entities supporting the Department of Water and Sanitation comprise the following: the Water Research Commission, Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, Water Boards and Catchment Management Agencies. Other institutions supporting the work of the department but not funded by the fiscus are the Water Boards. As the Committee of the National Assembly, whose powers are enshrined in Chapter 4 of the Constitution, and by the rules and orders of the National Assembly, the Committee's mandate is premised on the five constitutional mandates of Parliament, that is, processing of legislation, conducting oversight, ensuring public participation, processing international agreements, and facilitating cooperative governance with the intergovernmental relations framework. Okay, to work toward achieving the constitutional mandate in respect of the work of the committee, the following framework was utilized to ensure effective oversight in respect of the mandate of the Department of Water and Sanitation and its entities: to oversee and analyze the significance of government departments, national, provincial, and local ability to strengthen the institutional structures to ensure implementation of Chapter 2 of the Bill of Rights and Schedule 4 of the Constitution to Water and Sanitation; amend pieces of legislation and review policy documents through effective public participation; oversee legislation governing the allocation of financial resources and the compliance of national departments and its entities to adhere to the prescripts defined in the Public Finance Management Act and National Treasury Guidelines; oversee alignment and incorporation of national policy into sector-specific portfolios; and oversee and review the efficacy and alignment of grants, specifically focusing on the municipal infrastructure grant, regional bulk infrastructure grant, and other grants administered by the National Treasury; focus on challenges associated with concurrent functions related to water resources management and national competency, and water services provision within the local government sphere. I think the next paragraph just highlights the constitution and the sections of the Bill of Rights, as well as the National Development Plan and the outcomes highlighted in the medium-term strategic framework, State of the Nation address, and compliance by the executive in undertaking its financial and non-financial performance, as denoted in specific pieces of legislation such as the National Water Act, Water Services Act, Water Research Act, and Public Finance Management Act and National Treasury Guidelines. The introduction, if members had read the Budgetary Review and Recommendation Report, and the department itself is cognizant of the water and sanitation challenges and is aware of the warning in the National Infrastructure Plan 2015 that tackling South Africa's water management problems will become more challenging due to increasing water demand from economic growth and urbanization. And the department is aware, as are members of parliament, like many other parts of Africa, South Africa faces water stress that varies over time and space, leading to significant sorry, significant water security issues. The main factors contributing to this situation are insufficient investment in water and sanitation infrastructure, unequal access to water, poor water quality, and unsustainable water use. However, the department has implemented incentive-based regulatory schemes called the Blue Drop and Green Drop certification schemes. And then furthermore, it just provides an overview of percentage of water for each of the sectors. Agriculture 55, industry 18, municipal 17, afforestation 5, mining 5, and power generation 2. Okay, when planning for future water needs, a time frame of 20 to 25 years is often considered, considering factors such as socioeconomic and demographic growth and environmental dynamics. Almost all available water resources have already been allocated, including provisions for the ecological reserve. Then there's a high certainty that South Africa has acknowledged the climate change impacts the biosphere. The mean annual world surface temperatures have risen by 1.2 degrees Celsius, and Southern Africa is particularly vulnerable to flood, drought, and heatwave events. Okay, a fundamental principle for water conservation, South Africa's policy also emphasizes recycling, reuse, and regeneration. However, aligned to that, it requires significant energy input, and the recent interruptions in water delivery and wastewater treatment demonstrate the considerable impact of the ongoing electricity shortage on the water, energy, food nexus, and South Africa's overall development goals. Both a slow investment severely hamper water for growth and development in water infrastructure and insufficient water electrical supply. Even while the South African government has responded by allocating much needed funds, 115 billion till 2024 for water and sanitation infrastructure, the challenges in the implementation of projects at various levels have been recognized by the department and most notably highlighted by the Auditor General South Africa in its assessment of performance. Notwithstanding the challenges mentioned above confronting the department and its entities in addressing water and sanitation issues, the department's performance has improved from the previous years with respect to both financial and non-financial resources. The scheduled meetings, workshops, and oversight visits. As alluded to earlier, there was no formal workshop to craft with the members a strategic plan. However, because the members that entered in the sixth parliament were fairly new, so the chairperson decided rather to hold scheduled meetings or scheduled workshops to undertake the following. For the 2019 period, three training workshops were held for members. This was sector-specific workshops. It wasn't a parliamentary initiative. It was a Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation, an orientation workshop on introduction to the water and sanitation sector in South Africa with the following stakeholders: Department of Water and Sanitation, National Treasury, Auditor General, South Africa Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. On the 10th of September 2019, there was an induction workshop consisting of presentations by National Treasury and explaining budgetary processes, the Public Finance Management Act, and National Treasury regulations. the second by the Auditor General South Africa, who dealt with a range of auditing issues, including its new powers introduced through the amendments to the Public Audit Act. And on 17 September 2019, an orientation workshop on the money, on the Money Bills and Other Related Matters Act 2009 was undertaken. So that gives you an idea of how members were introduced to the sector-specific issues within the financial and non-financial aspects of its work. The formal briefings, okay, one has to look at the formal briefings, which are mandatory in terms of oversight of the work of the department and its entities, and aligned to the PSMA and National Treasury regulations. The mandatory components of the work of all of the portfolio committees is specifically looking at the budget vote, the strategic plans and annual performance plans. Then the key priority infrastructure projects, the financial status of the department, vandalism of water and sanitation infrastructure, regulatory measures. Those are some of the thematic issues that were raised by members for the period under review. Legislative compliance, the water use authorizations, water security, National Water and Sanitation Master Plan, water and sanitation services delivery within an intergovernmental relations framework. Between 2019 and 2023, the committee received several petitions, which comprised two petitions, meeting held on February 2021 related to residents in Benedo Park with complaints about sewage spills affecting their lives, and the other held on May 21 related to sewage spills in the area. All of these, the reports of petitions are available from the committee secretary for further perusal by members if there's an interest. The petition from the residents of northern and northeastern suburbs of Rustenburg, Northwest Province, tabled on 7 June 2023. The committee considered the petition and published its report in the announcement tabling the committee reports on 27 October 2023. Petition from the residents of Warrington considered the petition and published its report. The petition from the Nandoni Complaints Resolution Commission. Yeah, the committee decided to undertake an oversight visit from the 28th to the 29th October 2022, and the focus of the visit was to engage substantively on the complaints highlighted in the petition submitted to Parliament by the Nandoni Complaints Resolution Commission. The committee assessed the departmental commitment to constructing, refurbishing, or augmenting bulk water and sanitation infrastructure to address water challenges in Giani. The focus was on whether the department had progressed in its objectives of transferring water from Nandoni Dam to augment the Insami and the Middle Letaba water treatment work system. One of the challenges was the referral of petitions that the portfolio found was that the referral of petitions and water service provision should be referred to the Portfolio Committee on Corporative Governance and Traditional Affairs, as it falls within the competency of local government. The committee was not arguing against that it be referred to itself, but they argued that the primary Portfolio Committee was a Corporative Governance and the secondary committee was a Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation. However, in the referrals on the ATC, all of these petitions are only referred, were referred to the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation. The site visits members undertook between 2019 and 2023, oversight visit to Limpopo and Gauteng, with regard to water and sanitation delivery through sustainable infrastructure development, specifically bulk water projects and wastewater treatment works in Limpopo and Gauteng. And this site visit was to assess the progress and access to water from the Giani Bulk Water Project to surrounding communities, and a visit to assess the pollution issues at the Rooibal wastewater treatment works and spillages into the Vaal River system in Gauteng. Then the committee conducted an oversight visit to the Lesotho Highlands Water Project from May 4th to the 8th, 2021. And the visit aimed to assess progress, strengthen oversight over the project, and meet the Lesotho Committee delegation. The committee undertook another oversight to the Eastern Cape, which looked at inspections of existing bulk water projects, such as dams, the scope, nature, and efficacy of existing desalination plants, and eradication of the bucket system. Oversight. All of the reports that I'm talking about, I mean, all of the site visits, we have reports available for members. The National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency Bill, the legislation before the committee, was tabled on the 25th of August 2023 and considered by the committee between 14th November and 1st December 2023. I must highlight that since today is merely a consideration of the legacy report, and the next year, between February and March, the legacy report must be adopted and ATC'd, which means that the information pertaining to the legislation of this particular bill will be included subsequent. Section 2 is oversight by the Portfolio Committee on the work of the department and entities in the sixth parliament, achievements and challenges. For the period under review, the committee engaged, tracked, and pursued targeted oversight on several issues with a resulting progressive movement seen in several areas listed below. Okay, then it's oversight of the Department of Water and Sanitation with regard to implementation policy governing the sector and the regulatory measures such as blue drop, green drop, and no drop. The finalization of internal departmental arrangements and special investigating unit, SIU, interventions to address financial and non-financial transgressions in the department and its entities. The Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation in South Africa has been actively overseeing the Department of Water and Sanitation and handling cases investigated by the special investigating unit between 2019 and 2023. The committee has held several meetings with the department and the SIU to receive detailed progress reports. Between 2019 and 2023, the members of the Portfolio Committee stressed the importance of addressing the challenges compounding the functioning of the War and Leaks program and respective payment to learners, as well as irregular expenditure incurred due to the program not being budgeted for. The committee assessed the work undertaken by the advisory unit established by Minister Sisulu on addressing systemic challenges and identifying disciplinary cases of transgressions in the department. Briefings were undertaken in November 2019, June 21, 22 and 23 on the turnaround strategy to address financial and non-financial transgressions in the department. in terms of dealing with transgressions, the committee has had raised several issues on the financial status of the department in terms of accruals and payables, underspending and frivolous and wasteful expenditure. The committee also expressed concern about the lack of clarity and consequence management against officials identified to have acted wrongfully. In response to these concerns, the department committed to rooting out fraud and corruption, which often stems from gross misconduct of officials. Of the 55 cases, 39 officials were found guilty through disciplinary processes, and the sanctions implemented, included suspension without pay, final written warnings, and dismissals. The investigations by the SIU, there was a proclamation in December 2022 to investigate allegations of corruption and maladministration in the Department of Water and Sanitation. This looked at the procurement of or contracting of goods, works or services by or on behalf of the department in respect of a contract tendered for repairs to pump number at Grootfontein pump station, replacement of rising main 1 and 2 power, design, supply, installation, commissioning of packaged water treatment plant at Grootbrier pump station, and the reasons were that it was not fair, competitive, transparent, equitable, or cost-effective. The SIU investigations, which are still ongoing, were focused on unlawful or improper conduct by employees and officials that were fraudulent or improper or unlawful by any person or entity that unduly benefited themselves or any other person. Then it's there was another one relating to the refurbishment, 290 million tender for the refurbishment of the Roy Well wastewater treatment works in Tshwane. That was a proclamation R138 of 2023, authorizing the SIU to investigate allegations of maladministration and corruption in the affairs of Tshwane Metropolitan Municipality. That was to investigate procurement and contracting for the construction of phase one upgrades and urgent refurbishment at the Roy Well wastewater treatment works. I'm not going to go into detail. The details are all written there within the proclamation. One of the other issues that came up strongly by members was an establishment of an independent economic regulator for water services. The critics of water tariffs determinations by the Department of Water and Sanitation, water boards and municipalities have argued for many years that water institutions' current ad hoc approach is unsustainable. The South African Local Government Association in particular are strongly favoring an independent economic regulator to regulate all aspects of tariffs across the entire water value chain. Salga further argued that establishing an independent economic regulator was in the country's best interest to ensure a fair, transparent, and accountable process. In a joint meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Cocktail and Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation on 20th June 2020 and 28th July 2020 with SALGA, members agreed with the proposal of the Department of Water and Sanitation of undertaking a process toward establishing the economic regulator by using an incubation system to realize its objectives. The department's 21-22 annual performance plan highlights the phased approach to establishing an independent regulator, and members agree to track progress on this outcome. for establishment of a national water resources infrastructure. The 2021 State of the Nation reiterated the urgency of establishing a national water resources infrastructure agency, which had been mooted for several years. The agency will place under single management the development and operation of the systems that are crucial for the country's water resources security, as well as building new water resources infrastructure, operating existing dams, and maintaining transmission canals and pipelines. The committee is, as members are aware, the committee has undertaken public hearings with submissions from NEDLAC, the National Treasury, South African Local Government Association. Section needs to be added here on the outcome of the committee deliberations on the bill. Another issue of contention for members was the lengthy administration process of licenses. Members of the Portfolio Committee requested concrete timeframes in the presidential pronouncement on 1st April 2021 to reduce the process of finalizing and issuing water licenses from 300 days to 90 days. The committee has been following this up. Achievement of targets versus 100% spend of budget resulting in under expenditure, irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Members of the Portfolio Committee stressed that the department needed to work on progressively ensuring weaknesses in attaining targets. Budget spending of 100% is inconsistent and therefore should be continuously assessed. The other issue of dissatisfaction raised by the members was the issue around supply chain management and procurement. And I think the graph that that the current administration of the department provided to the committee showed the trends in fruitless and wasteful expenditure over between, okay, the spike between 2018-2019, it was quite high, and then slowly it's moving down from 2022-23. That's fruitless and wasteful expenditure. I didn't go into detail with that because I think the graph explicitly explains that, and members can go through that. The second graph looks at the irregular expenditure trend analysis, the annual movement in the years, and one can see the shift. Then one of the other issues that members talked about was the oversight of allocations and spending on the regional bulk and water services infrastructure grant by the department. And the achievements that members highlighted on the ARBIN and WISIC, they argued that it has played a critical role in providing a sustainable and holistic water supply and sanitation infrastructure value chain. And the department has been spending significant amounts through these grants on various provincial projects to address infrastructure challenges. However, although the achievements were noted by the members, some of the challenges that were highlighted was the project delays, poor performance of contractors, and a lack of internal capacity at municipalities. There is a need for coordination and value chain-oriented planning, and there is a growing concern over the internal capacity of the department, water services authority, and water service providers. The country experiences a severe backlog of water infrastructure investment for developing and managing water resources and services. These achievements and challenges highlight the complexity of managing these grants and the need for continuous improvement in the implementation. However, it's important to note that overseeing this allocation and spending involves complex processes and multiple stakeholders. The other issue was the amendments to the relevant pieces of water legislation, such as the National Water Act, Water Services Act, and Water Research Act, within a specific time frame. That has been on the agenda of the committee for a while now. And one of the reasons the members highlighted was that delaying amending these pieces of legislation impacted the work of the department, specific to the following. The water allocation reform program has been lagging, and this resulted in redress and equity not being effectively achieved. The establishment of water management institutions have been delayed. The issuing of water use authorization has been a long and complex process. And the transformation of irrigation boards. Members of the committee argued that it was important for the department to address all the challenges concerning implementing water legislation to ensure that reform, decentralization, and service delivery objectives are achieved through proper consultation with external and internal stakeholders. Investigation into the construction of illegal dams, which compromised water provision to downstream users, infrastructure development in the country with a specific focus on Imzimvubu Dam, dysfunctional wastewater treatment and water supply works which lead to pollution. And the members of the portfolio committee reiterated their previous instruction to the department and entities that the deteriorating state of municipal wastewater and sewage treatment management in South Africa contributes significantly to pollution problems and exacerbates environmental and health issues. Accordingly, more emphasis should be placed on consequence management against polluters at all levels of the water value chain. Although the department has implemented several measures such as the blue drop, green drop, and no drop to improve asset management practices in municipalities, supported district municipalities, I think members were arguing that the consequence management was a bit weak in terms of holding municipalities accountable. The water boards, some of the issues relating to the water boards was a debt management of bulk water provision between spheres of government. Members of the portfolio committee stressed the importance of complying with section 51(1)(b)(1) of the PFMA, which requires that accounting authorities of public entities take effective and appropriate steps to collect all revenue. Water boards must be supported in the efforts to collect revenue, which is due to them, and for water boards to implement the credit control measures. General findings on arrears. Members of the portfolio committee noted that in some instances, findings related to arrears or non-payment by water boards to service providers or water boards for municipalities were underpinned by non-existent or poorly drafted service level agreements, limited metering of water consumption, misalignment of water services authority function between the district and local municipality, transfer functions between municipalities that incomplete non-enforcement control policy by water boards. To date, the department has found mechanisms to strengthen the roles of sector departments in a coordinated manner. And the Department of Water and Sanitation assists parties with service level agreements and technical issues related to water meters. Then there were another issue related to the water boards was the issue around the financial sustainability. Although members acknowledged the work of the Interministerial Task Team on Debt Management between spheres of government, they urged finality on the matter as these significant challenges negatively impact the working capital of the water boards. Realignment of water boards, that's a current development, and it's an ongoing oversight aspect for the 7th Parliament. That just gives an overview of the work of the Water Research Commission, the TCTA, These are some of the challenges that the members noted for the period. Sustainability and benefit of bulk water and sanitation infrastructure projects for specific sectors of the South African population in terms of the sustainability of water and sanitation infrastructure. Transformation of the water sector, the issuance of water use licenses, access to water and sanitation, ongoing oversight of consequence management, sustainable infrastructure development with emphasis on operations and maintenance of wastewater and water treatment plants and schemes, strengthening the institutional capacity to undertake the work of the department and its entities, progress report and including amendments to the National Water Act and Water Services Act, the challenges in intersectoral cooperation in regulation, institutional reform, and support for effective water service delivery. I think that was quite a huge challenge for members. And the members argued that despite the political will to devolve the management of water resources to the local level, numerous challenges forced the state to play the role of initiator, facilitator, referee, and regulator in the current system. Some of the difficulties reviewed in the devolution of this shift encompass the following: severe backlogs in service provision in many municipalities, basic principles such as equity and efficiency in water distribution and allocation are not effectively implemented, the need to balance water use between socioeconomic uses, clarification of the role of government, civil society and the private sector in the water and sanitation space, the advancement of the role of water, women in water and sanitation projects at a national, provincial and local level, clarity on conflicting water use rights. The other issue that members looked critically at was a mandate of municipalities in water service delivery. And members argued that there is a need to relook at the ability of some municipalities to operate as water user authorities or water services providers. The crux of the debate was whether these functions should be taken away from certain municipalities as a conditional grant is not optimally used for its intended purposes, or whether this grants should be ring-fenced to ensure compliance by municipalities. Another point was that the National Treasury in monitoring and evaluating spending trends on water services in municipalities will not issue any enforcement against a particular municipality for using the equitable share for other projects. Therefore, there is a need to bring about more stringent accountability measures against non-performing municipalities. Another issue raised by members were the pollution of rivers and streams, the challenges encountered in implementing the regional bulk infrastructure grant and the water services infrastructure grant. Well, some of the challenges was a poor project planning and implementation, inadequate project and contract management, misalignment between infrastructure, lack of infrastructure management system, lack of prioritization plan for RBIC project, corruption, facility towards private participation. In section 3, the proposed follow-up issues for the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation in the 7th Parliament. Those were, as highlighted earlier, these are the mandatory oversight obligations. One of the challenges that members noted in 2019 and 20 expressed dissatisfaction with the Department of Water and Sanitation for not meeting its obligations and tabling annual reports within the prescribed timeframes. However, in the 22 and 23 financial years, the department undertook a more stringent and rigorous approach to implementing the recommendations highlighted by the Auditor General and the audit outcomes. However, this is still an issue for the 7th Parliament. with regard to the implementation of the recommendations made by the Auditor General, as well as the recommendations made by the Portfolio Committee and its various reports. Another issue that's going to be coming before the Portfolio Committee in the 7th Parliament will be the revisions to the National Water Act and Water Services Act. And this will entail looking at national and provincial competencies. So I think the committee must be briefed on that as well. The water security, deteriorating infrastructure, wastewater treatment, service delivery, the complexities of intergovernmental relations when managing water resources and water service provision by local government structures, then the oversight of policies guiding the work of the Department of Water and Sanitation. The committee should prioritize the strategic plan for the fiscal years, the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan, the Water Services Improvement Program. And the other issues were raised in Section 2, Achievements and Challenges highlighted in this report. Members, this is just a report for consideration by you. If you have any further information or any information that you need to provide to strengthening the report, please email me and I'll try and incorporate it. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members and Chairperson and colleagues.
Thanks, Erin. Just a minute. Sharon, remember, there is a presentation, Sharon. If I may just get to see hands for those that want to engage the presentations, it will be better. By show of hands. The presentation is a little bit long because it is an annual presentation. We need to just keep in mind of the actual activities of what we did and we want to add some. See the hand of Honorable Tseke. Is that all, the only hand? We must not have the afterthought. There is one hand on the platform. Do I take it if there is only that one hand? Honorable Tseke. No other hand is coming up.
Chair, good morning and thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. And I also want to thank our content advisor in terms and the team in terms of consolidating the whole report, which represent the work that we have done in this 6th administration. Chair, I would want to then agree with the proposal that was made by the content advisor in saying the report that she has tabled today through your chair, it's for consideration by members. At least we now know, we now have an idea of what happened in this current year. So I think it's our responsibility, all of us as members of parliament, to go through the report in our own time, in our spare time, just to add things that are not captured in this report. The report, it's good, I must say, but if there are things that we think that are outstanding, if not captured in this report, I think it's important that we submit them to the researcher so that they can be able to capture them. And I want to also agree or propose that, yes, let's prioritize it in our new year, so that before the deadline comes, the end of March comes, we can be able to adopt that report. But today it's for consideration. We will adopt it next year in the new year. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, with that in mind, I haven't seen another hand anywhere. I'm not sure if there is any. I haven't seen any hand, let me see. There is no hand. I see another hand of Turkey. This thing of you were having an afterthought, members, it's just unacceptable, honestly speaking. I said raise your hand, you don't want to raise your hand. When somebody's finished speaking, then your hand is coming up. Honorable Tseki, Honorable Patterson, Honorable Matuwa, and Honorable Fry. And you attend the
block, man. Chair, mine was just to give you comfort that we want to agree with a member because we want to take this as a process. So that's why we were not raising our hands, probably. Thank you.
Okay, that's progressive. That's progressive.
Yes, I agree with that.
Peterson, where are you?
I say I fully agree with somebody.
Your line is a little better, Honorable Peterson. But I hear you supporting what the Honorable Tseki and Tseka were saying. That's fine. Your line is a little bit shabby. Honorable Sisway.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues and the officials. In appreciation of the report that is presented to us by Ms. Shireen, which has captured a lot of issues and also reminding us about many other issues when we came to this parliament. And also how we have intervened in some in the 2023 in the sixth parliament session. I think what Honorable Tseki has raised is helping us, because as she presents, we are able to pick some other areas that are not reflecting that you believe they should be here. It's good that we'll be given opportunity to look in so that we programatize our views in terms of our report. I really appreciate, because why we're not lifting our hands, Chair, is to say what is expected of us on this report. I think Honorable Zeki has responded to my question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If that's where we are, and I think we are sharing, is my audible, colleagues?
Yes, Chair, you are audible.
Okay. Just in furthering the views made by Honorable Tseke and confirmed by any other person, I'm sure in the process of you preparing for the final document, you will there are grammatic things that need to enable the report to be proper. For instance, if we have adopted the proclamation by the president in 2002, and the enabling word then of it working it can't be that it will. It must be that it is. Because as of 2002 to date, I'm sure that SIU work is being done. So at the time of being passed, yes, it was that the aims and objective of this investigation will do 1, 2, 3, 4. The assumption we are making is that it is in the process of making. Therefore, it is that it is doing 1, 2, 3, 4 rather than it will or it shall. Or maybe shall might be correct, but it still might be that we are saying at the time when it's adopted, it shall do the following things. And I think in the event that took place, for instance, where you're showing the estimated cost of the meetings, it must be noted that those costs is solely because the meetings are physical. And I think it needs to be stated like that, because there might be that why are we inconsistent? Some we are spending money, and some we do not spend money, and so forth and so on.
Sure,
but I'm sure you. Yes.
Okay, your comments are noted. I will look through the grammatical issues that you mentioned. But the issue around budgeting for meetings is relevant to the annual report, which Talent will fly to and just go through quickly.
Okay. Well, that's fine. If that is the case, we... Do I take it that we are now through on this one? We want to go to the second report on the agenda?
Agreed, Chair.
Talent, give us the agenda. Talent?
Yes, Chairperson, I'm on a flight right now. Good morning, members. Right now, I'm going to just go through the annual report, the annual report of the activities of the Portfolio Committee on Authentication and Invitation. Which is from the 1st of January to the 31st of December, 2023. Am I audible, Chairperson?
Yes, you are.
Right, thank you. The overview for Chairperson, according to the rules of the National Assembly, Rule 1372B, the committee must report to the Assembly on its activities at least once per year, and this annual report documents the activities of the committee between 1 January and 30 December 2023 period. So I'm just going to go through. So here we find the members of the committee, and then the mandate and strategic priorities of the committee. I don't know, Chairperson, through you, I don't know how. Do you need me to read through it? Because actually the report, the legacy report also feeds some information into the annual report. So I can just read through that which was not on the legacy report preferably. Is that
acceptable? That will be better.
Right, thank you. Here, there is only one bill which was referred to the committee, which is the National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency, SOC Limited Bill. B24-2023. The bill was referred to the committee on the 25th of August 2023. And then there were two dates of the public hearings, which were the 14th and the 21st of November 2023. And then the dates were considered on the 19th of September. Now, the adoption of the bill amendments is still to be written, so it is highlighted there in yellow. The oversight trips that the committee undertook, there were two of them, which was in Free State province from the 28th of March to the 1st of April 2023, to assess the departmental progress of intervention, use of the budget, and compliance with procurement processes, which identified challenges to eradicate the apartheid system in the Free State. Also, to ascertain how the realignment of the apartheid irrigation program with the requisite bulk services links to the existing structures to ensure flush toilets for the affected communities. And these are the areas which were visited, which are Pittsburgh, Senegal, Clocolan, Arlington, Petrostein, and Reeds. The consideration date of the report was the 6th of June 2023. Publication date of the report in the ATC was 6th June 2023. The estimated cost or cost implications were 323,749.20. The second oversight took place in the Limpopo province from the 18th to the 21st of April 2023. The Portfolio Committee for the Implementation resolved on a revisit to the Limpopo province to ascertain the progress and finalization of some of the bulk water and sanitation projects. Amongst is the Kiane Bulk Water Project, meant to provide potable water to 55 villages in and around Kiani. The places which are visited were Bembe District Municipality and Mopani District Municipality. The consideration date was 6 June 2023. The publication date on the report was 7 June. And the cost implication for the oversight visit was R363,597.58. And then we move to the budget board consideration, which is a Department of Water and Sanitation Budget Vote 41 and Annual Performance Plan for 2023-24 financial year. And then the analysis of the budget vote in terms of the current priorities and outcomes, effective oversight role to achieve government priorities and outcomes. It was considered on the 2nd of May 2022. The date of adoption of the report was 9 May 2023. Publication date of report in the ATC was 10 May 2023, and consideration date of the House was 16 May 2023. And then the second paper is the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority Appropriated Budget and Annual Performance Plan for 2022-2023 financial year. The referral date was 29 March. 2022, and then the nature of the submissions was that it was oral, and then the analysis of the budget vote in terms of government priorities and outcomes, of effective oversight role to achieve government priorities and outcomes, consideration date was the 2nd of May 2023, date of adoption of the report was 9 May 2023, and the publication date of the report in the ATC was 10 May 2022. The consideration dates by the House of 16 May 2023 as well. Then the appropriated budget and annual performance plan of the 2022-2023 financial year, in command the Osutu Catchment Management Agency Water Research Commission, and the referral date was 29 March 2022. Submissions were oral. And then the analysis of the budget vote was the effective oversight role and to achieve government policies and outcomes. Consideration date was 4 May 2023. So adopted, the report was adopted on the 9th of May 2023, and it was published on the in the ATC on 10 May 2023. And consideration dates by the House was 16 May 2023. And the paper was GORIT's Catchment Agency. The referral date of 29 March 2023. And then the submission was done orally. And then the consideration date was 4 May 2023. I apologize with the dates, members. I think when it was prepared, the date, it was just wrong there, but the 2022 one, it's 2023, and then it was adopted on the 9th of May, 2023, and published, publication date of the report in the ATC was May, 2023. I just have to confirm the day on that one, and the consideration date by the House is 16 May, 2023. The Committee Strategic Plan due to the merging of the portfolio committees on human settlements and water and sanitation, no formal workshop was held. However, once the portfolio committee on water and sanitation became a standalone committee, a 3-year strategic plan was drafted by the content advisor, which was used to project agenda items for the program of the committees for the years under review. The 3-year strategic plan is attached as an extra to the draft legacy report. There was no formal workshop was held, and details found in the strategic plan, it's understood that it's strategic in terms of government priorities and outcomes. The date adopted by the committee, although the 3-year strategic plan was submitted to the chairperson and the committee secretary, no date was scheduled for its consideration. So as we have said above, there were no conferences or workshops or seminars that were done. And international trips, none happened this year in this financial year. So these are the meetings. In total, the committee held 27 meetings this year. This is today, marks the 28th meeting of the committee. I am not sure if I must go through all the agenda items throughout all the 27 committees, but I'm sure it's a true reflection of all the agenda items which are listed in all these committees. The members can go through all of them, just to save time. And these dates that are on this program, on these meetings, are according to the committee program. So during in the past 2 weeks, the committee program was altered and amended. So the dates also will be changed on these reports according to the committee program. One meeting was cancelled, which was a presentation by the Department of Water. It was cancelled on the 14th of February 2023. It was a presentation by the Department of Water and Sanitation, a cumulative report providing an overview and assessment of the work of water boards as reflected in the 2021-2022 annual report of water boards. The reason for cancellation was that there was a plenary of the National Assembly on that date in the morning. With public hearings for the South African National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency, SOC Limited Bill, B24-2023. There were two public hearings which were held through the virtual platform on the 14th and 21st of November 2023. And the presenters on that day was the National Treasury, South African Local Government Association, National Economic Development and Labour Council, then it was the Congress of South African Trade Unions, and also Mr. H. Tutoit, who could not make it to the presentation. And in the consideration of Section 32 reports of PFMA published by the National Treasury, the title of the report is the Overview of the First Quarter Expenditure Report, 1st of April 2023 to 31st June 2024 of the Department of Water and Sanitation, Vote 41, for the 2022-2023 financial year. The analysis of the report in terms of government priorities and outcomes, department expenditure, and non-financial performance. The consideration date was the 29th of August 2023, and the adoption date was the 24th of October 2023. There were no estimated costs. There were no cost implications on the day. And then the second report is the analysis of the second quarter expenditure report of the Department of Water and Sanitation, Vote 41, for the 2023-2024 financial year. The outcomes, the priorities and outcomes of government was department's expenditure and non-financial performance, and the consideration date was the 7th of November 2023. And the consideration of the annual report of the Department of Water and Sanitation and Entities. The referral date was the 30th of September 2022. The consideration date was the 10th of October 2023. The entity is the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, and the report is adopted on the 24th of October 2023. Publication of the report in the ACC is 26th of October 2023. And then the other entities was the GRID, Horrid's Catchment Management, is a consideration date of the 17th of October 2023, and it has not been the report has not been adopted. And also the other one, it's the same date, so the 17th of October 2023, it's the Inkomati Usutu Catchment Management Agency, and also the Water Research Commission on the same date of the 17th of October 2023, and it has not been adopted and also not published on the in the ATC. And the one which was referred, considered on the 10th of October 2023 is that of the Department of Water and Sanitation. Information on entities reporting to the department. Then it's the Department of Water and Sanitation. Then the entity is the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority. The mandate of the Trans-Caledon Authority is a specialized liability management entity that derives its mandates from the National Water Act of 1998. It is responsible for financing and implementing bulk raw water infrastructure development and providing treasury management services to the department. CCTA's mandate is set out in terms of the notice of establishment and directives issued from time to time by the executive authority. And then the other entity is the Breed Horrid Catchment Management and Inkomati Usutu Catchment Management Agency. South Africa's catchment management agencies were established in terms of Section 78(1) of the National Water Act 1998. One of the main principles of the National Water Act is to focus on decentralization. Decentralization emphasizes public participation in water management and related decision-making processes. Currently, two catchment management agencies have been established, the Breed Horrid and the Inkomati Usutu CMAs. The critical mandate of CMAs is the development of a catchment management strategy. A strategy is a plan to realize the protection, use, development, conservation, management, and control of water resources, processing water use applications, recommending to department approval or non-approval of respective applications, and setting principles for water allocation in respective water management areas. These measures must be in line with the National Water Resource Strategy. And the other entity, it's the Water Research Commission, which was established in terms of the Water Research Act, Act 34 of 1971, following a period of serious water shortage. It was deemed to be of national importance to generate new knowledge and to promote the country's water research purposefully, owing to the view held that water would be one of South Africa's most limiting factors in the 21st century. In 1971, when the Water Research Commission was founded, the water research and development in South Africa was limited to R&D. The water research and development R&D in South Africa was limited to a few institutions and the funding level inadequate. There was no research, coordination, and an apparent neglect of some key research fields. In addition, there was little strategic direction or leadership that would provide for the identification of priority areas or appropriate technology transfer. It was to address these issues. The Water Research Commission was established. Okay, there were no application or activities not approved. There were no sponsorship received by the committee. Papers referred to the committee for consideration. Petition from the residents of northern and northeastern suburbs of Rustenburg calling on the assembly to investigate the water supply crisis in Rustenburg. It was presented by Mrs. C. Phillips. The referral date was the 7th of June 2023, and it was considered on the 5th of September 2023. And this was adopted on the 24th of October, 2023. Publication date of the report in the ATC was 27 October, 2023. The second one is the consideration of a petition from the residents of Warrington calling on the assembly to investigate the water supply crisis in Warrington. It was presented by Ms. M.A. Sukas. The referral date was the 11th of June, 2023. Consideration date was the 5th of September 2023 and the adoption date was 24 October 2023. It was the publication date on the of the report in the ACC is 27 October 2023. The tabling of the 2023-2027 corporate plans of water boards, the referral dates, date was the 3rd of July 2023. Consideration dates, it was 31st of October 2023. Since it has not been adopted or published in the ATC. The papers refer to the Committee for Information, tabling of water boards 2023-2034, water tariff proposal. The referral date was the 27th of February 2023. It has not been considered. So there's no adoption date or publication date. And these are the names of the support staff of the committee. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Talon. Just as a matter of questions, before I on your last presentation, the title of the paper, is 2034 the correct date, or is it or the correct year, or it is 2024?
The tabling of the water boards 2023-2034.
Yeah, is that 34 or 24?
May I please just confirm this with the committee secretary, Chairperson? This was prepared by her.
I think it might be a miswriting. She wanted to write 2024, but. Confirm it, I don't want to change it to any initial question, means 2034. But the tabling of the water board 2023-24, water tariff proposal, I doubt it can be that 2024. You can't have 11 year tariff proposal made.
Yeah, I understand. I will confirm.
Okay. With that in mind, members, there are. I'm in a very busy environment in Parliament. Unfortunately, bear with me because I can't control people of Parliament. They make noise as they wish. Let me see. What's happening? Okay, can I see hands? Honorable Siswai. Patua. Mr. Moore. In that order, Honorable Siswai. Honorable Matua and Honorable Mo. That's far.
Chairperson, thank you. Thank you for the report, which is well planned and clarifying the programs that we engage on as the portfolio committee. I want to get clarity in my own information and capacity of the intention of a report of this nature. Why I'm raising this is because I thought it may be a report that will direct the incoming members in the 7th Parliament on what the Portfolio Committee have done. But if I think that way, then lacks the content of so what comes when the presenter say We have adopted the TCTA a program on the 4th October 2023. And so what? What is it that you have adopted? How could it empower us, all what you have adopted? How does this framework plan relate with the report that after the meeting with TCTA went to the portfolio committee, it went to parliament for adoption? How is someone going to relate and get an understanding? Must he go to the archives to say, okay, they've adopted the TCTA report on the 24th of October. Let me go and get archives. What did they adopt? Because I need some information and I need that institutional memory that is going to empower me on the further discussion of TCTA in council. I'm not in any way, Chair, to criticize, but I'm trying to get to the significance of this and perhaps enrich for the Rules Committee the best way to deal with it, unless I'm advised otherwise. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. It is the Honorable Matu. I think we might have started wrongly in the... If we could have started with the... Hello, gentlemen. I'm in a meeting. I'm sure if you could have started with this one to present and then the legacy report, it could have answered what Sisnes is raising. But I think we will have to speak to it as we come to that point. Honorable Matuba?
Oh, at the same time. Yaleboha, Mudula Zudulo. Lena Ketune, who dimedisa Maloko, a portfolio committee, a water and sanitation. Ba le mo di ofisi tsa rona tsa parliament ba re thusang staff sa rona ba re thusang ho consolidate and ho compile a report. Honorable Chair, my input with regards to what has been presented to us, I fully agree with you that we could have started with that process of presenting this report first and the annual report, the legacy report, therefore responds to certain issues. But for me, Chair, whether we have started or we have not started, I think we need to, whatever that is being presented in terms of this report, this annual report, information that has been presented and that will be adopted possibly today, should also be incorporated in the legacy report. I know the portfolio committee oversight business for this annual report for the year of 2023. I know for the fact that we have been to Free State, we have been to Limpopo in terms of what has been presented. Whatever that is presented here must be integrated into the legacy report. That would be my submission, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Moore.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentations today. I literally just the one item. We had a variety of presentations, and one was from an H. de Toy or something like that, and he did not actually present. I don't think from the report it's obvious that he did not present. I think it's important because the other reports given did not have the same direction that his report did. So I think for the quality of the reporting here, we need to just make certain that it's clear in the reporting that he didn't present, but it's a very minor thing. Thank you, Chair.
Hey, hey, go.
Who is speaking up? Thank you very much, and I think we. It's the pity, honorable, that talent will want to refer most of the input to the author, which is not him. But I think talent, you can hear what the members are saying. Indeed, Mr. Detroit did not present. It must be stated like that. I will have asked one of the questions if is Colin Soye?
No, Chairperson, she's not here. She's only here to assist with the bill.
Oh, okay.
Chairperson?
Who is that now?
That's Shirley Darwin. With regard to the issue raised by the Honorable Ms. Nancy Siswai, all the reports are 80 seats. And the
No, Jim, don't do that. We don't answer. Don't answer. Just listen to the inputs later on. I will give you the overall comment at the end of it. Just hold on now. Yeah, so a talent or even Shireen, just as a matter of principle. I know I raised this question with Honorable Sheikh at some point. In the mandate and strategic priorities of the committee, just a minute, just let the bellman pass. The mandate of the strategic priorities of the committee, you are saying there is to consider legislation referring to it and to facilitate public participation, given to conduct oversight of any organ of state and constitutional institution falling within its portfolio, given. You're saying it's also to facilitate the appointment of candidates into entities. I doubt whether this, I don't remember one day this matter being brought to the committee to discuss. It is indeed one of its core mandate. Why was that? To consider internal agreement also on this one. I do not remember the committee being made to talk to these issues prior it being adopted. Is it part of our job to do it? If yes, in the past 5 years we have not done that. Why was that the case? From when you come into office as a member of parliament, you do not know what are your duties and responsibilities up until you are told to do so, and you are then advised by the staff that you have got this and 1, 2, 3 things to do. On these two things, we have not been told of that, and we have. By implication, we must have failed in our duties to deal with these two items of very important nature as a portfolio committee. And I must apologize to Shireen, because indeed in the legacy report I did ask the questions of the annual report. The annual report is something that happened in a year. And the legacy report then incorporates things that happened the whole year, rather than the whole term, rather than the whole year. So some of the things that we did in this that we are adopting now here, as his name was recommending, it will get expression in March when we adopt the legacy report for 2008. So you are not expected to go to the archives to get the answer. You are supposed to go to the legacy report to give answers to the things you are saying. It was not going to be in the legacy report, because we will not have adopted the annual report. Now that you are going to adopt it, it has to be infused in the legacy report. Can I hear you, Sherin, now, in adding the other answers, if you have some?
Yes, Chair. The mandate is the priorities of the committee. I think what has happened is that the committee section provides a generic template. And then some of the committees do facilitate appointment of candidates to entities, such as the Communications Committee and Justice Committee. And to consider international agreements, we didn't have any international agreements before us. So I think the third bullet we can take out because it's not pertinent to our committee. The other issue was that in this report, what I'll try and do is that I look at the publication dates of all our reports in the ATC and put those dates into that relevant column of the annual report. So it'll be easier to cross-reference within the ATC. Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson.
Forgive me, colleagues. I am here. I ended up in a parliament meeting rather than being with yourself. My apology, my sincere apology. Who was speaking?
It was Sherin, Chair. Ufedize.
Are you finished, Sherin?
Chairperson, okay. I will make the necessary amendments to the annual report.
I did not hear you answering me because I ended up in Parliament rather than being with yourselves. Can I hear that those two answers?
Okay, with regard to Section 3, Mandate and Strategic Priorities of the Committee, bullet number 3, to facilitate the appointment of candidates to entities. I think the committee section provides a generic framework for the annual reports, and some committees do undertake appointment of candidates, such as the Communications and Justice. So I think we need to take it out because it's not relevant to this portfolio committee for this particular year.
Okay.
And we did not have any international agreements. With regard to the dates of referrals in the ATC, I put the date and the date of referral and the number of the ATC in this report as well for each of the reports. Thank you, Chair.
No, that's fine. Mom Nancy, your hand is still up.
Legacy, Chair. Legacy, sorry.
It's okay. Legacy, what is your hand up for?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Chair?
Yeah, I see your hand is up.
Oh, thanks very much. With those amendments, Chair, I think I move for the adoption of this report.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. I support and second the recommendation for the adoption of the report with amendments.
Thank you very much. The report is being adopted, can therefore now be used as a reference document into the legacy report. Unless there is somebody who has got a different view, want to go to the last item of the agenda, talent. The parliament is sitting. Can we get to the last item of the agenda?
It's the adoption of minutes from the 28th of November and the 1st of December.
Let's get into this, to those minutes, because we have to rush to Parliament itself and the chair. Let's get the minutes. There are the minutes of the 28th of November 2023. The meeting started at 8. It was a virtual meeting. Where people present, they are labeled to page 1. There it is, we are now on page 2, presented by the department. We are moving summary of resolutions. And the meeting was moved by Honorable Tseke and started by Honorable Sifuai. Then the meeting gets adjourned on 9:44. Can I get a hand? Want to say something on it or that moves out of 7 minutes? Don't do that, Chief, please. Don't do that. Honorable Tseke, hand is up.
It was a legacy hand, but it's okay. I move for the adoption of this minutes as a true reflection of what transpired in our meeting.
The minutes have been moved by Honorable Tseke. It is seconded by Honorable Matuba.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. In the sense of any other thing being, I want to thank all of you. I'm hoping that we are going to meet physically on Thursday.
Sorry, Chairperson. The meeting. There are two minutes. 28th and the 1st of December.
I beg your pardon?
There are 2 minutes to be adopted. The 28th of November and the 1st of December.
Oh yeah, here it is. Okay, let's get into the minutes of the 1st of November. We are in front of us. The same format is followed. Officials in attendance, they are there. The introduction and the agenda to the bill. With everybody who said anything that they were said in the meeting, Honorable Matuba, Honorable Mahala, Honorable Daybeck, and then the chairperson's closing remark. Of importance is item 4. Just stick to item 4 a minute. But the committee agreed that the clause-by-clause session by be postponed for the next meeting. That the members noted that they required more time to gather more information on each of the clauses of the bill to make meaningful contribution. The committee agreed that the meeting should be held physically in Parliament on Thursday, the 7th of December 2023. The meeting was therefore closed at 9:09:50. I'm therefore reminding you that we have a meeting that starts at 9 o'clock on Thursday in Parliament physical sitting. Talent, you must have organized transport, you must have organized the venue for Thursday meeting.
Yes, Jefferson, that the buses will be traveling on Thursday, will be transport. And then with the venue, yes, we do have the venue. It's just some small logistics, it's just something else, but the venue is there.
Yeah, please make us aware prior to Thursday meeting.
Yeah, I will do so. I will do so, Jefferson.
Thank you very much, colleagues. The minister was moved. It has not yet been moved. Can I get a mover? And a seconder?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Peki. Anyone want to second that?
I second, Chair. Second.
Okay. Honorable, take a second. Mama Tuba, your hand is still up.
Chair, with minutes being seconded and supported, there is something that I just want to check clarity, but I know that they have been seconded. Nancy was part of, Honorable Nancy Sekai was part of the meeting last week, on the first Friday. Then I don't have
She forgot that she was present herself. Is Nancy Wei present in the meeting?
Yes, I was present, yes.
Mr. Moore, the minister has been seconded. Do you want to say anything different?
No, Chair, sorry. I just, this meeting has now run on 45 minutes and we have a three-line whip for the council, for Parliament. We actually need to move across. So please, if there isn't any other items, can we to move along? Thank you.
Talent, check this issue of Honorable Supply.
I will check it, Chairperson. I will check it. I have the attendance. I will check it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Agenda meeting. We will meet on Thursday at 9 in Parliament. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Recording stopped.